Isaiah chapter 14. Because the Lord, Jehovah, will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land. And the strangers will be joined with them, and they will cling to the house of Jacob. And the people will take them, and bring them to their place. And the house of Israel will possess them in the land of the Lord, Jehovah, for servants and handmaids. And they will take them captives, whose captives they were, and they will rule over their oppressors. And it will come to pass in the day that the Lord Jehovah will give you rest from your sorrow, and from your fear, and from the hard bondage in which you were made to serve. That you will take up this proverb against the king of Babylon, and say, How has the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased. The Lord Jehovah has broken the staff of the wicked, and the scepter of the rulers. He who struck the people in wrath, anger, judgment. With a continual stroke, he who ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted, and no one hinders. The whole earth is at rest, and is quiet, they break forth into singing. Yes, the fir trees rejoice at you, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, Since you are laid down, no one has come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved because of you to meet you at your coming, it stirs up the dead for you, even all the chief ones of the earth, it has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All of them will speak and ask you, Have you also become weak as we? Have you become like us? Your pomp is brought down to the grave, and the sound of your stringed musical instruments, the worm is spread under you, and the worms cover you. How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you who weakened the nations are cut down to the ground. Because you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation, in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High. Yet you will be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Those who see you will closely watch you, and consider you, saying, Is this the man who caused the earth to tremble, who shook kingdoms? Who made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, everyone in his own house. But you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, and as the clothes of those who are killed, thrust through with a sword, who go down to the stones of the pit. As a dead body trodden under feet. You will not be joined with them in burial, because you have destroyed your land, and killed your people, the offspring of evildoers will never be famous. Prepare slaughter for his children because of the sin of their fathers, that they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. Because I will rise up against them, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, and cut off from Babylon the name, and remnant, and son, and nephew, says the Lord Jehovah. I will also make it a possession for the wild animals, and pools of water, and I will sweep it with the broom of destruction. Says the Lord Jehovah of hosts. Armies, multitudes. The Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. Has sworn, saying. Surely as I have thought, so it will come to pass, and as I have purposed, so it will stand. That I will break the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains tread him underfoot, then his yoke will depart from off them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. This is the purpose that is determined upon the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. Because the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, has purposed, and who will cancel it? And his hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back? This vision came in the year that King Ahaz died, 3402 AH, 640 BC. Do not rejoice, whole Philistia, because the rod of him who struck you has been broken. Because out of the snake's root will come forth a viper, and his fruit will be a fiery flying snake. And the firstborn of the poor will feed, and the needy will lie down in safety, and I will kill your root with famine, and he will kill your remnant. Howl, O gate! Cry, O city! You, whole Philistia, are dissolved. Because there will come from the north a smoke, and no one will be alone in his appointed times. What will one then answer the messengers of the nation? That the Lord Jehovah has founded Zion, and the poor of his people will trust in it.